This is an ABC podcast.
Hey, Petey, next time we get a new car, I mean, if we're serious about saving the planet, like maybe we should think about an electric one.
If we could afford it. They're not cheap.
Like how much?
Apparently 50 grand for a bottom of the line and up to $200,000 for a really good one.
Oh, yeah, we can't afford that.
Nope.
Hi, I'm Fee Poole, and this is my husband, Pete.
Hi there.
And our two boys.
Hi, I'm Hunter.
Hi, I'm Oscar.
And we're learning little ways to be greener. Join us on Little Green Pod. If you're like Pete and me, well, a new car just really is not on the cards anytime soon. So you might be interested to know that you can soup up your existing sweet ride in a greenish way. I've stopped in to see my mechanic, Leo Muller. He's going to give my beast a once over, see what I can do. Hey, Leo.
Good morning, Fee. How are you?
I'm good. Where should we start?
Well, Fiona, you've got a great golden oldie here. Of course, a brand new car has newer technology, but an older car, if you look after it, if you service it and look at a few issues that you can improve the fuel economy, that you can improve the emissions, then an older car is okay. There's no problem with that.
Transport is Australia's third biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions. That includes planes, shipping and trucks. But around half of that comes from our petrol and diesel powered cars.
So let's go for a little cruise around my car, my sweet little ride here. What would you do?
The first thing you definitely look is at your tyres and your tyre pressure. Every car manufacturer recommends a certain tyre pressure, and that recommendation is A, for fuel economy, and B, for the comfort of your driving. So if your tyre is underinflated, for example, you just never check the tyre pressure, you don't service your car, eventually the tyre pressure will go down. As soon as the tyre pressure is down, then the car needs more energy to move, so therefore you need more fuel. So you need to check every 1 to 3 months at least.
My friend jumped in my car the other day and she sort of saw it when I had just gotten it. And then she jumped in and she was like, Fee, man, you drive your cars hard. And I'm like, oh, I think I do. How do you not drive your car so hard?
Okay, I know these days, Fee, I think you're always in a hurry. You've got to juggle kids, family life and an income. But the harder you drive the car, the more fuel you use. If you can have a steady speed all the time, you will use a lot less fuel, again, better for the environment and for your back pocket.
Anything else? Let's cruise around the car. What else can you see here that I could be doing a bit better?
Well, Fee, I think we should open the bonnet, have a look under the bonnet, and we'll see how you look after your car and how you service your car and what you can do about it.
Do you know my service light has been on for about 6 months?
Well, Fee, that's a really bad thing. Because a car needs to be serviced so it functions at 100%. If it doesn't function at 100%, you're wasting your money and it's no good for the environment.
All right, let's open it.
You know where to open it?
Yeah, Leo, I know where to open it. I'm a modern woman, Leo. Ugh.
You're a modern woman. You didn't record that, did you? We need to check the oil in the car so that the lubrication in the engine is guaranteed all the time. Now, we've got to be a bit careful because when you go to a shop these days, you can buy a huge variety of oils. Some oils look very cheap compared to other oils at half price or less, but it may not be the right oil for your car. Now, if you put oil in that's wrong, especially if the oil is thicker than what should be in it, your engine will actually use more fuel. Again, no good for the environment. So you really need to look up what sort of oil your car uses. And if they give you a variety of oils, you always use the thinner oil because it's better for the engine and will use less fuel.
Oh, did not know that. Okay.
One other thing is I think we better have a look at your air filter because I think you do drive on dirt roads at times.
I do, yeah.
And so there's a lot of dust there. Now, if the air filter blocks up, again, you will use more fuel. So, hang on, I'll just have a look here at the air filter. Oh, Fiona, that's not great. I think this car needs a service. or at least a new air filter.
So my air filter needs replacing, Leo. Should we be looking hard for second-hand bits?
Second-hand bits do have a place in society. If it's a door, if it's a mirror, if it's a panel, there's nothing wrong with second-hand parts. But when it comes to engine parts, like service items, like filters, you've got to be careful, because if they don't do the job properly, then you're not winning in the long run. You can get like second-hand tyres, but again, you've got to be careful with things like that, especially with tyres, because they have a use-by date. If a tyre gets old, it may still look okay, but on a hot day, if you drive on the road, they can let go quite easily. So you've got to be careful with second-hand things.
Okay, what about when I'm driving along? Should I be using cruise control? Does that affect how much fuel I use?
It's just a steady speed, which generally helps improving the fuel economy. But it's not always the case, depending on where you're driving, whether it's a hilly country or whether it's just flat. Cruise control, I would generally say yes, but not if it's hilly.
Okay. Hey, guilty pleasure. One of my favourite things to do is have the aircon on and the windows down. I don't know why. I just enjoy that.
Unfortunately, the air conditioning will be using more fuel. So you're not really doing a good job for the environment. Sorry, Fee.
Yeah, I kind of knew that was the case. I knew it couldn't be right. So like, really, if I wanted to, which one's better? Window down or air conditioning on?
Definitely window down. But if you can help it, you will use less fuel with windows up. Because if you have windows down, you will have air turbulences into the car and therefore you will use more fuel again. But it's definitely better than the air conditioning on. But quite often, even some older cars have an economy switch on the air conditioning, which will only switch the air conditioning on when you're sort of half throttling rather than when you go full throttle. So therefore you also use a little bit less fuel with the economy button on.
What about fuel? I've been standing at the Bowser and I'm like, I don't know if this is right, but I feel like the premium petrol actually lasts longer, even though you pay more for it. I feel like you get further out of a tank. Is that better for the environment?
Again, it depends a little bit on your car. You always should use the fuel that the car manufacturer suggests. With a lot of European cars, even older cars, the car manufacturer suggests that you use the premium fuel.
Really? So what about E10? Like, I thought that was meant to be the best thing for the environment.
On an older car, you should be a bit careful with E10. But on a car from mid-2000 onwards, you are normally right with E10. But then again, you have to see on the manufacturer's recommendation, because E10 may not be enough. You may need to use the better fuel than E10.
Biofuels like ethanol can cut down your car's greenhouse gas emissions, but they can't be used in all vehicles and they generally have a lower energy content than petrol, which means you won't travel as far on the same size tank of fuel.
Do you use E10?
Depends how rich I'm feeling. I can go from premium to unleaded to E10. Which is bad. You should just pick one.
And if you're in the market for a new car, Leo, and you want to make a green choice, what should you be looking for?
If you want to go efficient, you try and just have one car in the family. But therefore, you may need a little bit of a bigger car, especially if you have children. You can buy station wagons that have very small engines these days, so therefore are environmentally very friendly.
If you're in the market for a new car, search online for the Australian Government's Green Vehicle Guide. It rates the environmental performance of all light vehicles on the market.
But if you want to go a bit better than that, you can buy a hybrid car that's half electric, half petrol, that of course will use less fuel. Or then if you have a bit deeper pockets, you'll be looking at an electric car all up. So there's no fuel emissions out the back. Of course, electric cars at the moment are still a little bit expensive, but the electric cars definitely have a place, especially in the city, where you don't do long distance driving.
Industry experts predict electric cars will be cheaper than petrol-powered vehicles by the mid-2020s, but you need to consider the source of the electricity. If you're charging your car directly from the grid in Victoria, where brown coal generation is high, your vehicle's impact will be slightly higher than a petrol car. But if you're charging from Tasmania, which uses hydro generation, your impact will be lower. The greenest option is to use solar or purchase Green Power, a government scheme that adds renewable energy to the grid on your behalf.
Talking about the city, is there a way you should drive in traffic that saves fuel economy?
In cities, quite often, you wait at a traffic light, or if there's an accident, you wait for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So you always should switch off the engine. If a car is idling, really, you're not going anywhere, yet you're polluting the air. So you really should switch off the engine as soon as you can.
Leo, thank you.
That's okay, Fee. I always like talking about cars, and improving the environment is definitely something that we all should strive for.
Hey, babe, so I went and saw Leo Muller.
Oh, our mechanic, yeah?
Yeah, he gave us a few tips on how to drive the car greener.
Okay, what are they?
He said when we're in traffic, we should turn the engine off.
No, really?
Yeah, he did. He also said you should regularly service the car. The tyre pressure is important. Make sure it's at the right tyre pressure. Don't drive it too hard.
Yes, that's a challenge for you.
Put the right petrol in. Your manufacturer of the vehicle should know what that is and just check, because it may be premium, or it may be unleaded, or it may be E10. Also, no air conditioner in the windows down.
I probably could have figured that one out by myself.
So anyway, I guess that'll do for now.
Until we win the lotto.
Yeah, and then we'll get an electric vehicle.
And then we'll be winning, won't we?
We'll be saving the planet then, baby. Little Green Pod is an ABC Audio Studios and ABC Regional and Local production. It's presented by me, Fee Poole. It's produced by Samantha Turnbull. Audio engineer is Simon Branthwaite. And executive producers are Liz Keane and Rachel Fountain.